This week, we're bringing you stories of education successes and experiments from around the Northwest as part of the PBS special American Graduate Day, airing this Saturday. Today, you go to North Idaho, where in 2007, Taylor Kowalski's mom, Kathy, opened what was among the state's first fully inclusive setting preschools in Post Falls. In 2016, Taylor saw a need for a similar service in Moscow, so together they opened a second location. The Learning Garden serves 2.5-year-olds to 5-year-olds in their childcare setting while providing therapy for young children with developmental disabilities, all under the same roof. Northwest Public Television Greg Mills picks up the story with Taylor Kowalski.
You're welcome, honey.
The reason we opened up here was kind of twofold. I work both as the director here, and I'm also a therapist. We had a family who moved from Post Falls to Moscow. They were getting preschool care here, but one of their kiddos who was receiving therapy services from us was having a lot of regression in behaviors. I started doing therapy work here in Moscow with her, and over the year and a half to 2 years that I was doing it, I realized there's this big lack of resources in the community.
Moscow resident Nicole Whiting knew her child needed services early in her development.
We adopted our daughter through the foster system here in Moscow. So we knew that there was something missing. We didn't know exactly what it was, but our daughter was struggling, talking, walking, all of these different kind of things.
Nicole and her family started their journey by traveling to Seattle Children's Center every other week for an entire summer.
I really started reaching out to people saying, do you know of any local services that can help us? And I was given Kathy's name up in Post Falls. And 3 days a week, I would drive my daughter up to Post Falls from Moscow, go up to school, and then come back.
So we opened up here both because we had families here who were in need and also because the community at large really needed just an example of how to promote an environment that is beneficial for all children.
Cow.
Quite honestly, the last 2 years has changed the trajectory of her life. The amount of growth that she's had, we started kindergarten this year, emotionally, mentally, physically, all the way across the board, it's like we have a different kid.
The Learning Garden also provides real-world opportunities for students like Lily Coleman and Clint Wackels to experience an all-inclusive learning environment.
We're looking for the letter that matches this one.
I knew coming in that I wanted to work with children with disabilities. I want to be an advocate for kids with them because they need a voice too.
When the kids are having that day when they didn't get the nap, maybe they didn't sleep a whole lot that night before, and it's a challenging day for them. And that's when it's a pleasure to just be here to be a part of their lives where I can facilitate a positive environment for them.
For Nicole and her daughter, the journey continues.
There was a lot of days that we took it day by day because you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You don't know if a victory today was going to still be a victory tomorrow. But there's been so many things that have even happened in the last 6 months that my outlook is more hopeful than it's ever been. And I think it's because we started early and we found services that worked, and we didn't give up.
That was Northwest Public Television's Greg Mills for the American Graduate Day special featuring the Moscow Learning Garden. That story will air this Saturday on PBS stations, and you'll hear more about stories from Northwest education successes every morning this week.